the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather to look forward to. Some clouds early give way to plenty of sunshine and a pretty nice day, a comfortable day, high around 74. Jacket weather again tonight and tomorrow night, mid-40s tonight. I think we'll be in the upper 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is just a great weather day, sunshine, comfortable, high 72. Could be some more rain moving in, I think, by late Thursday night, and then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Please clap.
Oh, Freddy!
who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And a game is the name game. Debreca Devon, you are this hour's name. You have until 4 p.m. to call us at 396-5477, 396-5477. And make sure you're qualified to win that incredible cruise we're giving away. The Crimson Tide Cruise from February 10th through the 15th. Out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with Alabama athletes and other well-known favorites, it says. All right. This whole Mitt Romney PR deluxe. What is it with... Are there any people in elected office that are worth a thing? It's mind-boggling what's going on in this country. Now, Trump described the way they're coming after him as a lynching, and, oh, now we got to play the race card. But, if I'm not mistaken, people were lynched when some phony excuse was made up to kill them, or whatever. I don't think it is a term that's applicable to one group. And what they're doing is trying to convict him of something he didn't do. The president has less rights than any of us right now. And it sucks. It's very discouraging. And if he didn't say that, they'd find something else to piss and moan about 24/7 every day since 2016, or Inauguration Day, the 20th of January, 2017. And finally, it appears that Durham and Barr are starting to close in on a few targets. Those are the people that need to be taken care of. I mean, seriously. I have a line on here. Let's see who's there. Hello?
Hey, Greg. This is Steve Ruiz from Philbrook. Yeah, it's one of I had the same feelings about that comment that you just mentioned about President Trump and all this other business. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to let that get me down. I went outside, and I wanted to call and say, I've almost hit the news sounder because it's the best day we've had in the whole fall so far.
Yes, it is.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It is. I mean, I'm out here just doing my bus duty, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm wearing my party pants and a heavier cut of shirt today to celebrate the cooler weather.
Y'all don't have a window in the studio, do y'all?
No. No, we are the children in the attic, so to speak.
Well, that might be... Hey, the focus group is at 6 today, right?
It is at 6 at the pizza place.
Okay, that might be a focus group out of this. Y'all need a window. That way you don't have to go outside to see what the weather's doing and all other kind of stuff. And don't get struck by lightning, that type of thing.
Well, it also gives me, since there is no window, an excuse to go down and have a puff once in a while.
That's true. But, you know, going back to President Trump, you're right. No matter what he says, they're going to find fault, and we just got to stay the course and not let it get to it. I saw that, and I just about dropped it off the keyboard. I went, you got to be kidding me.
Well, so, they're chasing him with phony charges, trying to bring down his presidency, and I cannot believe that Congress is behaving the way they are. They're just out of their minds. They are so... What are they protecting? That's the real question here.
The swamp is the swamp.
Yeah.
They're protecting their swamp. That's the only thing I can think of.
And it's a
Democratic-Republican swamp, too.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, why do you think the nutless, gutless Republicans can't bring themselves to censure Adam Schiff?
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Greg.
They're all in it. We got to clean that whole thing out.
You're absolutely right. But if you get a chance again, go outside for no reason whatsoever and just enjoy the sunshine. It is gorgeous outside.
It really is. Thanks.
Yes, it is.
Fagan came out to clean the pool today, and I just kind of hung around and enjoyed the cool air. I said, wow, we've been waiting a long time for an afternoon like this. At 3:35, we'll talk to our Texas blogger buddy, David Blackman. At 6, we'll head over to the pizza place for our listener focus group. We have a little sheet we'd like you to fill out about both shows, just to see what you like and what you don't like. We're not interested in having, this is not a strokes. We, your chance to vote on what works and what doesn't work on my two shows for you. At 3:11, and the pizza place, by the way, at Harrison Road and Perry Hill near that Dollar General there. Let's see. See, we're going to be asking your opinion on things like random facts, timeline, animal stories, morning maroon, stupid news, cheap, trashy holiday. I didn't realize we did so much crap in the morning. Pop quiz, conundrum, rocket scientist. We do that in the afternoon, and electrifying story, comments, suggestions. We made it as simple as we could. Because when you're green, you'll grow. When you're ripe, you'll rot. And maybe some things we do are a little ripe and need to go. So we'll talk about that. Do we have our list?
We do.
Okay, now we have 10 people who will enjoy the pizza place on the house, but you're welcome to come and join us. I will provide sodas and grab one of these questionnaires and check it off. It's real simple. Like, don't know. And one of the things I've learned all the years I've been doing this is that you frequently are surprised by the things that people don't know. You do it every day, but when they see it in print, they don't recognize it, or they legitimately have never heard that particular bit or segment on a show. So, and I think it's important to include you in the decision-making process.
Absolutely. Not doing it for ourselves.
I hope Brant is feeling better today. There's a flu going around that is absolutely off the charts bad. And I did receive some news today that I consider to be excellent.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I am proud to announce, you've heard me talk about it, Adams Drugs was one of the three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the Year, and they won the gold.
Woo-hoo!
They were number one.
That is great.
It is incredible. That's a great honor. That's also in the top category for Alabama retailers. So I've always loved representing them. I don't know of any business that is more consistent in the way they treat their customers than they are from location to location. Just incredibly nice people. You build relationships with them. As I've said many times, I use the one that's a little further away from my house because I've been going there for several years. And I would feel like I was cheating on them if I went to another. Even other Adams Drugs, of course. But I'm saying I've gotten to know those guys, Lamar and his team, on Vaughn Road East. So that's to all 12 stores, congratulations. That is a great achievement because we're talking about retailers from Mobile to Huntsville and beyond there, from side to side in this state, and they were number one. So they deserve our applause and congratulations.
Absolutely.
It is 3:14. So David Blackman at 3:35. I've been debating whether or not to post. In fact, I'll show it to you. But I think it greatly describes what we witness on a daily basis. And it's a cartoon of Adolf Hitler on a toboggan. And it's a little golden book. It's like a kid's book. Satire. Everyone I Don't Like is Hitler, is the title. This is what we see from this infantile generation of hypersensitive. Can tell we got that hooked back up, can't you?
Yeah. And it's not even, you know.
But, you know, just posting anything with Hitler's face, I'm like, but that's the truth. They have no idea what Adolf Hitler did. And because there's nobody around today that comes close except for the Democratic Party, because they are absolutely socialist, and socialism was the foundation, the founding principle of the Nazis. That's why they call us Nazis, because they don't want to admit what they are.
It's not all millennials, though, isn't it? Like Maxine Waters, hasn't she made a statement like that? She's, you know, She's
an ignorant political woman.
Yes.
Who pretends, I don't know what's wrong with the people in her district, why they can't see what's really going on there. She doesn't live in your district, nitwits. You're struggling with poverty and real urban issues while she's got a $4 million mansion in another location so she can be protected from you. And yet, time after time, they vote her back in. I don't get it. She's another one that is stuck in 1955. White and black. White liberals, they act like nothing's changed in the last 60 years, and they're full of crap. Well, I've certainly said a mouthful so far, haven't I?
Yes.
And I regret None of it.
Well, there you go.
And I, again, yes, this is my part of my ongoing effort to make this happy hour again. How am I doing? Am I succeeding in putting the happy back in happy hour?
No.
Okay. I kind of had that coming, didn't I?
Well, I like
But I care. I just can't look the other way with all of this stuff. I just can't. It makes me crazy.
I do like to hear you laugh.
I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot this morning.
Yeah.
With our new operations manager, Jay Scott.
I think that's so great.
Yeah, it is.
All hail Jay.
All hail Jay. And needless to say, this being radio station staffs are kind of like sports teams in that we tease the bejeebers out of each other. So I've been bowing and groveling and calling him master and all kinds of Scooby. Can I get you some coffee, sir?
He probably loves that.
And nobody takes themselves less seriously than he does.
Right.
So he just laughs. But you got to do that. That's kind of how you build a team. Now watch somebody will call up and say, you got that all wrong. You're diminishing his whatever. We are in a great situation here in the River Region, really all over the country, with interest rates on mortgages continuing to decline, which means home ownership is easier than ever, which means if you're renting, you really owe it to yourself to buy. Well, I don't have a lot of money to put down. Well, I got some credit issues. Well, I've got a guy that can help you solve those issues. His name is Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. You can reach him at 409-9300. He lives to take your call and then hand you the keys to your new house after getting you through the mortgage process. There's nobody better, especially for first-timers. You want somebody who's had the experience that can look at your situation and project. And that's what Morris Capuano can do. He's partnered up with Renaissance Bank. They have a lot of programs available through the bank that will help first-time buyers. And then at the end of the year, you get that big mortgage deduction, that first mortgage interest rate deduction. That can put thousands back in your pocket at tax time. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. And you can reach Mr. Capuano at 409-9300. Let's grab Duke's call. We have a minute before the break. Duke?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm all right.
Hey, I was going to say, I'm just amazed. I'm ashamed of myself that I voted for Mitt Romney. It's amazing what Trump has exposed with these people.
Yeah,
and
he is. Mitt was here. He is another wolf in sheep's clothing, right?
Exactly. And I tell you what, I was listening to Dan's show, and it's amazing what's happening in this country. And if we don't wake up, we got some serious problems.
We do.
All right. Have a good evening.
Appreciate your call. Maybe we'll see you at the pizza place.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball. November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United Maintenance Plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
We
love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Now that you can get your favorite Chili's 3 for 10 meals delivered, anywhere can be your own personal Chili's. So?
Hi, welcome to my house.
Welcome to the meat lover section of my in-laws' vegan barbecue. Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings and quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3 for 10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3 for 10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fees apply.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
And the stone's a birch seed.
Watch out for the seagulls.
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope. Just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great. Thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
A master thespian. I've heard that somewhere before.
Yes, I think so.
Where have I heard that name? Had to post something today because every day, I mean, look, I can't even keep up with it. The insanity in this country. It's like the First Amendment no longer exists, or the Second. They just, you know, you got beat off O'Rourke coming to town and say, yeah, I'm going to take your guns. No, you're not. Not without a lot of bloodshed. They just don't seem to understand. You know, that was put there for hunting purposes. No, it wasn't. It was to protect us from you. In case you got any weird ideas about redefining freedom and all of that good stuff. But the First Amendment, the beauty of it is, and I'll never forget this, I learned this lesson in Chicago when the Nazis wanted to conduct a march down Main Street in a suburb called Skokie, which was very heavily Jewish populated. And everybody, you know, they were denied a permit. They went to court, and the court ruled in favor. What was that guy's name? It's a real jerk. Ruled in favor of the Nazi group to have their permit because of the First Amendment. If you don't allow that, at the time everybody was outraged. You know, we just fought a war against them 20 years previously and yada yada. And I get all the, you know, the emotions. That's what they count on, the emotions, stirring things up. And the correct response to them is march down the street and have nobody there. March, you know, have your big monkey spanking party on Main Street and go away. But when you give them the crowd that they crave and the attention they seek and the hate they love to generate, well, then you're kind of buying in. But the whole idea is you can't know what bad is unless you are exposed to it. The First Amendment isn't there to protect us. It's to protect us from people who would tell us what we can say and think. So we got a Massachusetts lawmaker, I'm not making this story up, it's from Gateway Pundit, is proposing legislation to ban anyone from using the word bitch, in certain instances. And of course it's a virtue-signaling male a-hole that's doing this, a Boston Democrat named Daniel Hunt, state rep, offering a bill to outlaw anyone from using the word to accost, annoy, degrade, or demean another person. Doing so would constitute a disorderly person, and anyone found guilty of using bitch in the inappropriate manner described by his proposal could face fines up to $200 or 6 months in jail. Any court that would uphold a law like that, the judge in that court needs to have his ass kicked out. And by the way, I hear that word used much more frequently by women about other women. His bill specifies that either the person called a bitch or witness to the bitch calling should report the crime to the police. Really? The police have nothing better to do in Boston than track down a bitch there? Come and get me, a-holes. Stupid. Unbelievable. But what would we expect from a state that sends us the like of a fake Indian, an alcoholic who killed a woman for 7 terms in the U.S. Senate? Why would you expect anything better than that from that state? It's unbelievable. Yeah, I'm talking about Ted Kennedy. Alcoholic, killed a woman. I'm sorry. I will leave the decision up to the voters. His best friend dumped him the day he said that, because that's when he found out who Ted Kennedy really was. And then he spent 42 years in the Senate spending our money, letting illegals in across the border and doing more destructive damage. It's hard to believe they're from the same family. JFK was all about tax cuts and, you know, individual, and Teddy Boy was just out there.
That's probably why he's not with us any longer.
Well, I know where he is. I hope I know where he is. The pizza place is where we're heading after the show. We're going to have a good time there.
Yes,
lots
we
of
are.
Smiles and good times. Rosie's going to be there with me. And again, this is another listener focus group. We have 10 people who are going to enjoy freebies, but you're welcome to stop by, grab a form, spend a few minutes with us, fill it out, and help us determine the future direction of this show, other than the nearest toilet. 3:30, David Blackman joins us on the other end of the break, and I got a great bit to greet him with. So.
Yes.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier this afternoon on the Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard. That's near Carmichael in the Boulevard. Use caution. That should be out of your way by now. Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway busy, as well as Taylor Road from East Chase over to the Atlanta Highway. Interstate 65 and 85 looking good. No other accidents to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywalk. Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
If you like piña coladas and getting
rain. Spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says Alabama's Democrats should follow bylaws adopted earlier this month and urge the state party chair, Nancy Worley, to get on board with them. Both national and state party officials disagree on which set of bylaws are legitimate after two different meetings. The dispute will likely end up in court. Police say new surveillance video could be crucial in the search for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. It's been over a week since she was snatched from a birthday party in Birmingham. Police are now looking for a man that walks with a distinctive limp. They believe he was a witness. Reward money for credible information is now up to $25,000. After a close runoff election and now a recount, Tracy Larkin has been declared the official winner of Montgomery's District 3 City Council race. At the end of election night, only 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marche Johnson. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you're going to be out and about tonight, once again, a jacket is going to feel really nice. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature, mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, I think, is the best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, comfortable, high of 72. Another chilly night tomorrow night, low in the upper 40s. And there could be some more rain moving in by the end of the week. In fact, by late Thursday night. And then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet during the day on Friday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
David Blackman about to join us. I think you'll appreciate the humor in this.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in the cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to the cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
Okay, now that everybody's flesh has crawled an appropriate distance from somewhere in Texas, we welcome our blogger buddy from dbdailyupdate.com, David Blackman. How are you, sir?
Man, there is no way to hide from the cackle, is there?
No. No.
There is no refuge, no safe harbor.
Appears there's no safe harbor for our president either. I come in here every day, David, and I don't know whether to just go, you know, and turn into a drooling vegetable or try an attack. It's every day. There's another. Oh, he's done this. He said that. It's today. It's the lynching. You know.
Yeah. There's always something that. You know, it's the fake scandal of the day. When you look at the definition of the term lynching, it is for a mob to kill someone, especially by hanging, for an alleged offense with or without a legal trial. Well,
exactly. That's what I said at the beginning of the show. That's what it means. And right now, that's what they're trying to do is metaphorically hang his presidency with no case for impeachment or anything else. And they're doing it all behind closed doors, too.
In the basement of the Capitol building, just like the Soviet Union, you know, like the KGB used to do with the people it was torturing and interrogating. You know, that's what they're doing to the witnesses in this impeachment fiasco. I have to tell you, with every passing day, I get more and more disgusted, frankly, with the Republicans. You know, all know what's happening on Capitol Hill, and we have five or six Republicans in the House of Representatives and two or three Republican senators that'll go out there every day and say stuff about it and try to defend the president. And then you have 220 so gutless wonders.
Yeah.
Who won't say a word.
They're pathetic.
And it's pathetic. It is disgusting. They all need to be primaried and defeated. They're just useless. And so as mad as I am at the Democrats every morning, I may be even more angry at the Republicans.
Well, right? I picked up on that one of many blogs we'll reference today. I link people directly to your blog site and urge them to, you know, check as many out as they can, because it's a great daily read. And you make a great case without getting wordy. It's entertaining. I laugh sometimes. The issue with Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul lambasting Lindsey Graham. Who is Lindsey Graham? I mean, he put on quite the show during the Kavanaugh hearings.
That was his shining moment.
Yeah, he looked down and found what John McCain had apparently stolen for a while. And then now he's back to cowering Lindsey and pandering to the D.C. media or whatever it is.
Well, he'll get out and talk. He'll go on Fox News twice a week and say, you know, talk a good game. But here he is, the chairman of the most powerful committee in the U.S. Senate, and he hasn't issued a subpoena for records all year. Mm. Hasn't held a hearing all year on any relevant subject. And we're in October. We're almost to November. It's disgraceful, frankly.
It is.
And I'm beginning to wonder if it's not all about John McCain, you know, because let's be real here. Lindsey Graham followed John McCain around like a puppy dog on a leash for 15 years in the U.S. Senate, or longer than that, actually. And John McCain was up to his stumpy neck in Spygate and in circulating the fake Steele dossier around Capitol Hill. And even making a trip to London, frankly, with some of these FBI and CIA people, you know, to try to dig up dirt on Trump during the campaign. So, you know, part of Lindsey's problem, I'm sure, is that he doesn't want to do anything to stain his hero's reputation. And that is an awfully poor reason to not do your job as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, you've been writing about it. We've been talking about it for a long time. What took place? And all we're asking for is justice for the Peter Strokes and for the Jim Comeys. I was on a drive to North Carolina July 5th, 2016, listening to Comey. I'm lucky I didn't wreck the car as he's going down this massive list of violations. But at the end of it all, we just don't see a reason to prosecute.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I mean, I remember all the way back to when Roberts was handing down the Obamacare decision, and he voted with the left on that. And there was speculation that he was given a manila envelope and there was going to be trouble with the children he supposedly illegally adopted from some other country. I'm wondering if these people are afraid of getting killed, like Seth Rich and others.
Yeah, I honestly, you hate to be you speculate about things like that, but would it surprise you? Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. Honestly, I think that's probably what happened to Jeff Sessions. I can't imagine otherwise why he refused to do his job in, 20 months as U.S. Attorney General.
I know. That was a crushing development for all of us in Alabama who love him. We just didn't understand that at all.
Just a stellar guy in the U.S. Senate for all those years. An actual real conservative, always standing up to do the right thing.
Well,
and then he gets into that job and doesn't do anything. It's almost unimaginable.
A day or two after that shocking recusal, I received a note from one of his former Senate staffers who said, "He's deep state, pal. Don't expect much." And that was a shocker, but that was from somebody who would absolutely know. So I lowered my expectations so I wouldn't get this. Because I really love the man. I love the man. God, they're all up to their necks in this, and the only way I think this ever gets cured is term limits. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Oh, yeah.
I got to put you on hold. I hate to do it. This is not only a great guy with great political insight, but he's an oil and gas man. And Rosie, will you help me remember to ask him about something I saw about $2 a gallon gas? I want to get his take on that. That's where he has made his living. So he's got great expertise. We'll be right back with David Blackman after this.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, car carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public. So here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega roll. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin super mega roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
6 rolls in one.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Note to operations manager Jay Scott, that needs to be fixed. He's been promoted, you know, Jay and Joey.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Until 4 o'clock, the name this hour is DeBrecca Devon. Call us at 396-5477. So you have a shot to win that Crimson Tide cruise coming up in February. I'm Peter Delecto. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon on News Talk. And our guest is David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. We talk to him on Tuesdays because he's a link to sanity. True. And you were one of the first to shish kebab Mr. Peter Delecto. I love the term rhino de tutti. That was great.
De tutti rhinos.
Yeah.
That's a mafia term.
Yeah.
The capo de tutti capos, yeah.
And in a way, he represents what you were just talking about before the break, in that, you know, look, I was a big part of the Tea Party movement 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we thought we had, because so many candidates saw that wave and caught it and rode it into elected office. And now we have, what, 5 or 6 that are real constitutional conservatives who are trying to guide the country by the letter of the law? It's very disappointing.
Yeah. You know, one of those Tea Party guys, by the way, was Senator Mike Lee from Utah, who's now one of the biggest establishment rhinos in the United States Senate.
Really? That's...
Talk about a conversion. It's pathetic.
What happens to them when they get there?
I'd follow the money with all of these politicians. You know, it's astonishing how many of these people get elected to a congressional seat or a Senate seat, and they, you know, they might be worth $200,000 in net worth, and you know, 20 years later, they served, you know, those years in Washington D.C., and suddenly somehow they're worth $15, $20, $30, $40 million.
Yeah.
How does that happen on a salary of $150,000 a year? You tell me. money is a big motivator.
It's like the meme that says, I'd rather vote for a billionaire who became a politician than a politician who became a billionaire. Again, why, you know, and all this stuff about Trump's taxes, I am sure that he is audited thoroughly every year by the IRS, even before Obama weaponized it against conservative groups.
Oh, yeah. No, his company has resident auditors. Big companies like that. All the big companies have resident internal revenue service auditors in their shop full time.
Yeah.
Okay. He's constantly being audited every day.
They just want to use whatever his net worth is to horrify America's ne'er-do-wells who are living in a complete state of envy 24/7 because they don't know how to figure their way out into a better life or whatever the problem is. I really don't know. It's very discouraging.
That's right. And, you know, it's all about politics and impeachment things about politics. Basically, what the Democrats are trying to do with this impeachment thing is win the 2020 election this year by having Trump removed. And, you know, Mitt Romney's out there helping him.
I don't think it's going to work. I really don't think the strategy's going to work.
I don't think it is either. I think they'll fail because I don't think Mitch McConnell's going to let it succeed. But you'll have, I guarantee you, you get to the Senate, you're going to have 8 or 10 of those rhinos like Romney and Lisa Murkowski and, you know, I don't want to name all the names, I suspect, but I guarantee you, you're going to have, unless McConnell just says, look, you'll lose your chairmanship if you vote for this, you'll have 8 or 10 of them vote the wrong way.
They don't seem to know what the feeling of the country is. I want to tell you a quick story about a woman who I have great respect for. She's Martha Roby. She has been representing AL2. She was one of the original people that came in on the Tea Party wave back in 2009. And over time, it turned out the Democrat that she defeated in that election, one-term gentleman named Bobby Bright, actually had a better conservative voting record than she did. And in 2016, in that election, when that... Was it the Billy Bush tape?
Mm-hmm.
She came out
and
what's the right word here? Not condemned. She
excoriated.
Yeah. She basically said, I cannot support this man for president. The woman that primaried her, Becky Gerritsen, who was the founder of the big Tea Party group here in Central Alabama, lost in a primary, got a lot of support, but Martha won the primary. Becky got more votes in the write-in votes in the actual election than she did in the primary campaign because people were not happy with what Martha said. You know, oh, we can't have, because he said this, you know, 10 years, 12 years ago. You know, and I think the knee-jerk response is, well, I better say this or the media is going to have my hide.
Right. That's exactly what it is. They're afraid of having a bad press day. Right? These Republicans on Capitol Hill are scared to death.
They are.
Of having a negative story about them in the Washington Post. That's what motivates them every day. Their motivating factor is avoiding negative media coverage more than anything else.
Or becoming a victim of Arkansas. Not that that would ever happen.
Hey, one last thing about that. The reason why is because they all hire media consultants from the same firms that advise the Democrats, okay?
I see.
And the advice those firms give to Democrats is good advice for a Democrat and horrible advice for a Republican. But the Republicans continue to do this year in and year out, hiring the same consultants that the Democrats hire, and it kills them. It just kills them.
We are at the 2-Minute Warning with David Blackman. DBDailyUpdate.com is the blog, but his expertise, well, he obviously has great political insight. Let's not overlook that. But his expertise is a career in the oil and gas business. And I saw something the other day. I wish I could quote the source. I meant to bookmark it and forgot. Is $2 a gallon gas coming?
Oh, sure. It's here in some parts of the country. I mean, you know, if you shop at your local supermarket and get the points and they got a gas station out front, you're already paying $2 for regular with the 20-cent a gallon discount like we get at Kroger here in Texas. But yeah, it's already in the low $2 here in Texas this week. I think the average price is $2.21 for regular, so it's pretty close. And I think we're going to be in that range for the foreseeable future. I don't see any big events creating any big surplus on the market or any big deficit on the market of supply. So we're kind of range bound right now.
You know, it's like in the 70s when we had this very delusional view of government and Jimmy Carter during the oil embargo. We're going to make energy a cabinet-level department.
Yeah.
So now it's become this giant government monolith. It's useless. Shut it down. We don't need them. We are energy independent.
You know what? Yeah, you know what the energy department's main function is for the last 20 years is providing security at nuclear power facilities.
Oh.
That's the main function of the U.S. Department of Energy.
Well, that's important. I thought that would be a DHS thing.
Nope. It's Department of Energy, and it's a $100 billion a year budget. That's a lot of security.
You learn something new every day, and every time we talk to David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. David, thank you for your time as always. We hope we can join you again next Tuesday.
I'll be here.
All right, man. Good one. Take care. I just enjoy talking to him.
He's a great guy.
He really is, and I wish
knowledgeable.
Wish sometimes Alabama would merge with Texas. There's a lot of talk about that back in the early days of Obama's presidency, by the way. You know, the time change takes place, I think it's, the second Sunday in November? Well, we go back to standard time. But the time change I wait for every year, when I really know it's fall, is when Lewis Lund has their daily hours cut from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, not 5. And that starts Monday. So they go to their winter hours this coming Monday, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, where they carry every great line of outdoor equipment you can imagine. And this is a good time to buy, because like cars, they have model years for the different mowers they carry, Echo, Exmark, Toro, tractor mowers. They want to move this year's product out so they can make room for the 2020 line. Chad Sasser is the guy that can direct you to the best deals, manufacturers, incentives, and special interest rates. It's a great team, though, and anything you buy comes with a warranty, and you can have it serviced right there at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191, Lewis Lawn, 356.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay, and you know what? We are all clear this afternoon. The Interstate 65 and 85 is looking really good. We had that accident about a half hour or so, a little more than that, on the Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere. We're thinking that's out of the way, but use caution as you head through there. Everywhere else, traffic is picking up as we get closer to everybody getting off work. Drive carefully out there. Buckle up and don't text and drive now. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Closing in on 4 o'clock. Here's Sharon on the phone, 272-9228. Hi.
Hi. I called to tell you I love when David Blackman calls you.
He's great.
He is great. But I was going to tell you an interesting story about the in-house auditors.
Oh, sure.
I used to work at a business management firm in Los Angeles, and we had a guy that worked with us. He was there, it was close to 17 years. It turned out he was an auditor from the IRS there to audit St. Jude Foundation.
Really?
Really. But he was there real close to 17 years, but he would come to all the Christmas parties and whatever functions we had, just like one of the employees. So we were all shocked when we went in one day and he was gone.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Was his job to see if there was money being misappropriated or something? Or?
Sure. It was just to audit St. Jude Foundation. He was from the IRS.
Well, if they're auditing St. Jude's, I'm assuming they've had people in the Trump businesses from day one.
So. Oh, you can take it to the bank. I promise you, they are part of the team.
Sharon, I really appreciate the insights.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Fox, in a minute.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge, but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity.